Hey there, this is Dominique, and welcome to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find this and other episodes where I discuss financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development by visiting my YouTube channel or by visiting my blog at www.djhendersonsr.com. Now enjoy the episode. In this video, I'm going to be discussing three factors that you want to consider when paying off your mortgage or taking that money and investing it in the market. Get the pen and paper out. Hey everybody, this is Dominique with DJH Capital Management coming to you on YouTube and helping you make the better, bigger decision around financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development, wanting you to do more with your life and money. And today we're going to be covering a topic about whether or not you should take money to invest in the market or use that money to pay off your mortgage. I want to give you three factors to consider real quick to help you make the better, bigger decision. Let's get started. By the way, make sure you subscribe to my channel for more financial topics on this matter and others that will help you move the needle in your own financial situation. So as a financial advisor, I'm sometimes faced with the task of helping a client work through this answer of whether or not they should pay off their mortgage or whether or not they should use that money to invest. Now, let me give you a scenario. Say that you have a mortgage on your home and it's, you know, X amount of dollars, and you get a windfall or an inheritance or something like that. The decision comes, should I take this money, if it's more than what my mortgage balance is, and pay off my mortgage and be debt-free, or do I take the money and invest it in the market? And I want to give you three factors that you should use to decide whether or not that's the right decision for you, either one of them. So factor number one would be whether or not you are a risky type investor or what your risk tolerance is, right? So that's both your ability to handle risk and your willingness to handle risk. Your ability to handle risk would be, do you have the money to pay it off? And obviously you would, but what is the emotional tie or the heartstring tie? Typically speaking, when it comes to our mortgages, we're talking about memories. We're talking about raising our families and raising our kids in a home. And sometimes it's hard to differentiate between, you know, the logic part of things and the emotional side of things. So it's always good to get some advice around this. Here's the question that I ask my clients. Would you sleep better at night with your mortgage being paid off, or does that not really matter to you? You know, it really depends on the type of person. Some people say that, you know, not having that mortgage payment, no matter what the situation is a better, just makes them feel warm and fuzzy all over. And if that's your case, I would say pay it off. But if you tend to say, yeah, you know what, I really don't matter. It doesn't really matter. I got a good job, got enough cash flow, you know, me and my spouse work. The mortgage is a very small percentage of our budget. I think I want to go put this money in the market and I'll pay my mortgage off later. Then that's fine too. I think you just have to weigh what type of person you are and, you know, what type of risk tolerance you have to see whether or not that's what you would like to do. I think the rationale here with that, with the risk tolerance is because, you know, at the end of the day, you don't ever want to have had the opportunity to pay off your mortgage and that window close. And let's say you took the money from your aunt and you invested it in something that did not, you know, pan out. You're going to always kick yourself because you never paid off your mortgage, which is the reason why I ask my clients that question is, would you sleep better at night? So I think that's a good rationale or a good litmus test. You may be able to come up with some different ones, but that's a good litmus test to kind of see how much emotion is involved in that particular decision and what your risk tolerance is. Let's look at factor number two. Factor number two is you got to weigh the opportunity cost. Opportunity cost can really just be defined as the deciding between two alternative choices that can, you know, basically both give you benefits. Each choice can give you benefits, and you have to kind of just weigh them out. So the opportunity cost that you would really want to weigh, I would say, in this particular situation would be, what is the interest cost associated with my mortgage? Let's say it's 5%. And let's say that the expected return of your investment is going to be 7%. Well, you got a 2 percentage points difference between what you're paying out and what you expect to receive. Now, you can, you know, adjust a lot of factors for that 7%. Maybe you won't get 7% every year. Maybe you're going to get 10% one year and, you know, 6% the other year. Here's the point. You have to weigh those opportunity costs to see whether or not it makes if it's a good decision for you to pay off that mortgage. Most people would say that if you're not going to earn more than what you're paying out on your interest, then you should not use that money to invest in the market. You should use it to pay off your mortgage. And I would agree with that, because there's so many different things that can go wrong with an investment. And even if it's promised to give you 12% or double what you're paying in your mortgage, you still have that risk that you might lose it. But when the mortgage is paid off, it's gone, and you can always invest that money into your investment later. So weighing the opportunity cost is a very big factor that you have to consider. And sometimes you need a professional to help you weigh all those costs. Maybe it's not your primary mortgage. Maybe it's a rental property. So maybe there's a different factor there, because you already have somewhere to stay with your primary mortgage, and this is just a rental property. So weighing the opportunity cost is often one of those factors that, you know, takes a little bit of time and a little bit of effort to work through, but it's definitely worth it. Let's move on to factor number three. Factor number three would be looking at your entire budget, like specifically, what expenses do you have in relation to your income? Now, if you're like most people, your mortgage is going to be paid off towards the end of your working career. And that means that you're going to have a fixed amount of income, because you're going to be drawing down from, you know, a pool of assets, you know, maybe 3-4% a year. But you pretty much know what your income is going to be if you want it to last you, say, until you're 80 or 85 years old. You've probably already worked out those numbers. So the smaller budget you have in relation to income and expenses, the smaller your expenses are in relation to your income, that's going to be a good thing. And you'll want to, like, get all the things out of your budget that are fixed costs, like mortgages. And you would only want to probably stay with, you know, like food and utilities, things that may vary, but you'll be able to pretty much control those. So what I would say is weigh the expenses that you're going to have in your budget versus the income. Most people are trying to match those and make sure they're at least break even, if not having a little wiggle room on the income side. So this means that you would probably want to pay off your mortgage. If you have that opportunity now in your 40s or your 50s, before you get to retirement age, well, maybe you want to go ahead and do that instead of investing in the market and taking on that risk. Most people are going to be looking at this as, I want to use my retirement to last as long as possible, and I don't want any expenses eating away from that. And so if I have the opportunity to pay off my mortgage now, I think I'm going to do that. So those are three factors that you should consider that I think sometimes you need the help of a professional, a financial professional like myself, to walk you through those. And so if you want some more specific answers on your financial strategy, I would love to get some recommendations over to you. I want you to take a free evaluation to see where you are. All you need to do is text the word financial house, all one word, financial house, to 31996. You'll get a free evaluation to see how strong your financial house is, along with some of my professional recommendations for your unique situation. Now, I have a question for you. Faced with the situation of being able to pay off your mortgage early or invest in the market, which one would you choose? Let me hear from you in the comments below, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hey there, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review at the same location that you downloaded it. If you've got any questions for me, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and leave me a comment, as I answer every single comment I receive. Now have a great and prosperous day.